The whole idea, you know, it always seems at almost any time in history that you look around and you think, these are troubled times, right?
Yeah.
Is there, you know, and yet sometimes it looks as if today, you know, for a lot of reasons, things have gotten very confusing. Would you agree with that? For a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, I think many people are confusing these days.
So what do we do about that?
Tēnī tāngātsū kērāngā tātā jūā nāo jindē ngamā tūyū nrāngbō nīm zōngtē kēpār tēyāng tāndī two generations zē kūrwā tī nāng lā xā lībā ngātsū materialism zē shī lō kūrkiāng kiāng lā kēpchūr māngbō shī nī tēpshī yōrē tēnī tāndā yāng tēnī xā lībā tīpshūk lā rōgā yōrē yinnā yāng tēnī ngātsū shī lō kūrkiāng kiāng nī rōgā māyīm bā Then in non sim katoni lika litante, not to laxore. Tifshir na tarti turab dining at the carchambore, the sim katoni, confusing zeate, turnan zeate, sem tertanjigna kongyo na shiro kona murguvan, sem katoni sertepi, turkapchik teni levore, tifshir na, teni nitevient at any tikor shakiore.
So she said, Then, as you're saying, yes, we find ourselves in a troubled time, and obviously there are always troubled times and challenges that we face in life. But one of the things that we find particular to our present generation is the fact that the last so many generations now have really emphasized materialism and this focus on finding what we need outside of ourselves and the objects that we're trying to get and to consume. And we essentially go for refuge in those things, hoping they'll protect us from suffering. And we do so much that we become completely dependent upon them and that they don't actually provide what we're looking for. And it's not enough just to be reliant on the external circumstances, but a time to begin to look at our mind and see how when we work with our mind, then we actually have a way to help ourselves that is much greater than just relying on those outer objects in the materialist universe and time. And so this present generation in particular, where we find ourselves with a lot of confusion and a lot of fear and anxiety and unsureness and so forth, is a time especially where we need to turn to our mind and learn how to work with that.
Are Americans beginning to understand what you just described?
Yes, I think there is. Then he carried in a jerkup mampo when I saw Harshuk in a tatum shillow like capture a halipa mampo yore. Technology tongue. Then he was on the year hero yearly in a halipa shake yore. Tansan gob tsugni, tansan tina and rovian barry. American dawo yena. Zambulang, Zemoland, Rotarni, Shilo, Koyoto, Tamchen Yam Yum Yum Tarson. Tela teni, Chig, Hajang Mampo, Mepachi, Hakoni, Ta, Shirtan, Tel, Jambachi, Latago, Hundu, Matokoma, if Shilo, Yamala, Repjorn, and Dukumundu, some you do, Chila, Levore. Sam Hill.
Rimshi said, actually, we're in the West, we're really poised for this because we've already kind of tested out what the material universe can give us, which is different from the East, which is now just starting to focus on materialism and the outer world and technological advancements and all of this progress. So this outer development and progress is something that they haven't really experienced yet. And so it's exciting and it's what everyone's looking for in the East. But then you come to the West and America has already reached the pinnacle and it's been at the top of the outer development and progress and so forth. And so we've already experienced what that has to give us. And so we're actually poised here in the West to look for something more, to see that we need something more than just that outer development and material progress and so forth. Because we've already experienced having everything that we could possibly get from the outer world outside of ourselves.
And we've experienced the disappointment.
Yes.
Then the consu de la hugia
la
manta.
And how much effort and time we put into that, and yet it doesn't fulfill us or meet our needs. And on top of that, we have more problems and more suffering and anxiety and fears. So now we're at the point of disappointment, of a lack of fulfillment.
So
then what I've been saying is, if we work with our mind, if we develop our mind like the outer world, then we don't have to be disappointed.
And yet, when you see countries just beginning to embrace materialism, that's something that's they're going to be disappointed, right?
Yes, they're going to be disappointed. Even in Tibet, I came from Tibet, and then even Tibet people, even monasteries, monks, even seeking and looking for these kind of things now, these technologies and looking something outside and focus outside too much. So in the future, we will have same problem. Definitely, we will have same problem. I'm worried that too.
And yet in Tibet, so many Asian cultures, there's an understanding that we can help ourselves, right? That there's work that we can do on ourselves to change and improve. And the West has always seemed to me to be a little bit behind in that.
Yes, that's our, like Himalayans, knowledge, and this Western knowledge is different. Himalayan knowledge is more insight knowledges.
Inner development.
And that's where so many Asian cultures, Himalayan, as you say, seem so far, that's what we materialistic Americans envy. That's what we need to learn from you, yeah?
I came here almost like 13 years in the United States. So then I'm always teaching this, how can you developing within your mind. For example, somebody have angry, and then we always thinking, dissolve this angry look outside, but not necessarily. If you know technique how to do with your mind, you can release this angry within your mind. So many, many things we can do that way.
So we in the West would like to warn the East about the the limits of materialism.
I think many people like a psychologist and also West and here Western many people making books, but in Tibet, in Asia, many people don't understand English. So then we need to have find a way community each other, and we exchange our experience and knowledge is, I think, very important.
And yet you in the East have so much to teach us about what we can find within.
Yes, within in your mind. Mind is most powerful one. And you really, really, if you know, and then you can, you have enough how to do make happinesses and the peace in your mind, how to release and your sufferings and these kind of things, because everything is a concept. Concepts make happiness, concepts make suffering too. Do you understand?
I hope so. I try. So many people in America and really in the West, you hear about depression as an illness, the kind of sadness that we can't seem to do anything about. There are medications for it. And I wonder if that's the right path.
Tani nang sem la kase tengu hunduk, ti tani developing ni yore, shiluk yar gin roa tan lanchik to sem kanayang yar gin roa na, mo mambo la yang te yo gugumare. yang kansam chingla kyo nyogda lep charvi ji la tani rejik tani ma psychologist tang mambala nyen ni nguni gu khyo na man maza rangza chik thu khyo re yenna kale kalep shi ni tani yang nyogda yodna yang kansak chingla yang tani kale kalep shi ni ma nyungru tang wa tang sem kana ke yon tani yargi konfet no ya chik tip shok la samlo tang na nga chon ro thap chik yo re sam khyo.
So, for sure, sometimes first turning to medicine isn't the first thing, the first solution that we want to engage in. And a part of that is a general education on learning how to gain ownership over our own mind. Just like we develop our outer life circumstances, learning how to develop our internal mind and its processes, because people who do that won't ever get to that point in the first place because of their own internal development, then it will go hand in hand with the external development. But for some people, those who don't have those methods and they over-rely on the material world, and of course then eventually that becomes a lack of satisfaction and fulfillment and all kinds of problems arise and so forth. Perhaps once they're already in that state of depression, they might definitely need to take medicine. But even those who need to take medicine can, if they start to learn techniques for working with their mind, eventually learn methods to develop their mind in such ways that they could possibly wean themselves from the medicine and have a more holistic approach to the development of their mind and experience.
And the techniques involve concentration, meditation, looking inward, is that right?
Yes, there is many different techniques. Meditation is one. And then, yes, compassion, love and compassion.
Definitely, on top of meditation and concentration and other methods for like mindfulness and so forth, there are a lot of other practices, a wide range to meet different needs. Practices using loving kindness and compassion, and depending on one's various sufferings, problems, fear, anxiety, we can address depression, low self-esteem, worry, and so forth. And there are just lots of different techniques, which is actually one of the ones that not only will I mention in my public talk, but on the weekend as well, then how to transform the suffering that arises through different techniques of changing our ways of thinking and perceiving and so forth to develop that.
When I hear stories of people who have found a way inward, and sometimes stories of people maybe who have even gotten close to death and then come back, it always seems to be about light and love and joy, almost as if those are things that are always there.
Yeah, then the patre then the kerang lapa now jin ngat sonjik ten la ke char nib zonte chewa chig yo pa tham che chuni te then in chewa la tak nye wa chig chak ni ne then the Muni khasong anda wo shi ni shi la lep song ni bzong te kien chen bo chi la tuk song re. Di
tazhe song wa? No, di chik bor ma re. Kung sam sam la per shan na chika
su la lep na?
No, di sam sam di dang yina yang kung su katu nang la sem ta na kung su nyam yong yang me na chiwa la ta nye bo lep song yang me na kung su nyok shan mambo chen chen bo chung song kung su sem la tsur ta na tak bar u di zir na ge wa da bo chik dang tse wa Tang gawa, love and joy and light. La lebion kyore di chi demba double do. So di kinda chik re something like want to rangjin layore or like want to tamche gi rangjin la yo shade.
Oh tere teni semze de shiror ta tsawany ni manda wa chikare yore zena ngatsu nang semze de lane yunten kichama po chim jono yore. Tame bi wartum per chokore. Shiror kyur ngubom tamme piwartum perchoko mare. Semki yontan tamme piwartum perchoko ya yore. Deni semla rangshuk, korang rangshik, sem korang rangshin la yontan mabochik, kentam chadna, yöndən mağpoçı yun çox çox tanı kompertin ro çox çox mağpoçı yori tiyib şerna tani semla dordan tapatan tiyib şini şkön semkı toqup samlo tangtan yerwap tanganı tada keran qlapa namşin tani janla nyorje tan cewa tan rang semna la jib deb şon watanı rang sem tambo çıq pala sokpa tam çete te mağpoçı deni yon delap deni luyan tani jibde yon kyo pa tamche deni yon kyo re o yore jete dembare.
That is completely true, and that is the unique sort of quality of our mind itself, which is different from any other object in the universe. Our mind has an infinite potential for positive qualities, and that has no end. As much as we kind of develop that, then that much we can experience, which is completely different from external objects that have a limit. They have a limit to how much they can be developed and what can be brought from them, but the mind does not. And its innate, we could say, quality is then not at all related to any of the flaws and problems that we develop, but is actually innately positive. And so anytime we begin to focus on that and work, turn inward, or have some kind of experience in which we kind of access our innate potential of mind, it's positive, and we have an experience of opening, you could say light or compassion, love, joy, peace, stability. And of course, as much as we have that in our mind, then that affects us physically as well. We begin to have a physical well-being.
So having an infinite universe within us is a very hopeful message.
Yes. Then in one so tamegi jungi unten yodna.
Oh yeah, me rang rang so so la te yore, rang rang so so sem ki chunit te, te sem ki ramshin te, nga so yore. Yen na ken ngamba mangpo la shiror ke ken la so pa mangpo ke ngun tu kirpju ke yo mar. Tiip sherda zambu lang ze na yang jibde pshong me pshong te me rang rang so so la lingan yore, me rang rang so so tam re yore. Tiip sherda me rang rang so so sem yore, sem re la teni di yundan yonong chik yore. Tiyishirna mithamche ka kare gukhunduk zena nang semka toklaani dani yungdar taani gomperchik taana nga chonzambu lang la rewa yota yore dani no question de.
Rinpoche said absolutely, because this is the potential of each and every one of us, because it's our mind's own nature. And so ordinarily we don't experience that due to the outer conditions and circumstances that kind of make it not evident to us. But it is always present. And really, when we talk about world peace depends on each and every one of us. It begins by finding that in our own mind. It starts within ourselves. And that if we want world peace, we begin right there.
Because
everybody has mind. And mind has that power. And so we each have that, and it's a matter of accessing it, which is about learning about our mind and beginning to work with our mind. And so we, each and every one of us, has this opportunity, and this gives us great hope.
It gives me great hope, and it's a wonderful message, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You know, even when you were speaking, even when you